And thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Spiritual Emergency Training with Lynn Mystic Keeler, with a special philosophical stoic that has all kinds of background in legislation and movement of all kinds of going from congressional budget to the People's Budget Caucus, on and on and on. And there's just so much to talk about to shift off the insane warring and drugging and jailing and killing and guns and violence and one nation under guns and drugs to one nation under God within each person. So, anyway, I just am going to do this old song before we go into more introduction here. So here we go. And it's no more lies and no more greed, no more depopulation plutocracy. No more lies and no more greed and no more transhuman agenda and robotic warfare we do not need. No more lies, no more greed, and no more plutocracy. No more lies, no more greed. We don't need any more fossil fuel subsidies going for fossil fuels. They gotta go green. No more lies and no more greed. No more vaccination farms, chemtrails, fracking, or Monsanto. Toxic deeds, no more lies, and no more greed. And we do not need any more wars, drug wars, profiting the elite. No more lies, no more greed, no more smart dust, nano chips, or brain chips. We don't need, no, 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 no more money going that direction. No, 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 and no more lies, and no more greed, no more racial animosities, misogyny, xenophobia, or pedophilia. It's gotta go, those kind of deeds. Thought forms gotta move. No more lies, no more greed, and no more fights. They can all be confined to new kinds of sports activities. Sports, not war. Yeah. No more lies, no more greed, no more abuse or drugging our meek. No more lies and no more greed, no more mendacious mind control freaks in the media. We do not need, no thank you, and no more lies and no more hate. It's time for humanity is awakening for new realities. No more lies, no more greed. It's time to unite humanity for harmony. So we're going to talk how to bring in government, divine government, government for the people, by the people, one nation, Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, God within each person, so that we can ascend or bring in the soul evolution, the evolution of our species. And thank heavens Andy came in today. Andy Miller is here to talk about how to get this divine legislation, legislation that can bring in the People's Platform, which is online, and how to get it into legislative format and ways that we can get all the government policies shown in Michael Moore's movie, including the arrest of the Wall Street bankers that happened in Iceland in Michael Moore's movie. Yes, we really have a lot of to talk about to bring in the divine government, the new legislation for heart and soul community services with single payer, so that we can start to evolve our species. So welcome, Andy. What's your thoughts on all this?
That's right. Everything you said. My thoughts are that we're going through a time of great potential change coming up. We're going to be going through a crisis, and we have to start by reclaiming our government at the local and state level. And I have a feeling that we're about to do we're about to go through a period of intense struggle where all of our democratic institutions are about to be or already being challenged. And I'm optimistic, I'm cautiously optimistic, but it's going to be a difficult several months while things sort themselves out.
Well, you sent out that those links to the state. It was wasn't it through the librarian group that the librarians that are doing the civic action, which is kind of another form of advanced technology and movement of information at this level. Your mom started
The purpose of libraries is not simply literacy. Literacy, reading is there for a reason. Reading is to inform, and reading is to liberate. And so a lot of librarians feel at one with the notion of intellectual freedom. That's their form of liberty, of being well-informed, knowing current issues in life and one's surroundings, knowing all the different perspectives to weigh. People in power would prefer you didn't know all the different perspectives. They just assume you knew only their perspective.
Right,
so
a lot of people. Right.
Go on.
I was just thinking specifically about the Civic Action Librarian Movement for what you were talking about earlier, getting the local and state more involved.
Right, how to get the issues you want phrased locally and at the state level, because ultimately in the final analysis, what's going to happen in the federal government is going to be in essence a mirror of what happens at the states. It doesn't look like it, but it really does in the end end up that way. So you do what you can. You know, a lot of politics is local, and people are missed. There are a lot of local people. I mean, there's corruption everywhere, but there are a lot of local people who are decent, and you can take advantage of that. Also, I think that a lot of people of good faith misconstrue having power with being, they misconstrue having power with being righteous and decent, so they're afraid to seek power or to seek power positions. And I have to explain to people that being in a position of power is not in and of itself a bad thing. In fact, it's more important that people of good faith hold positions of power and not be afraid to seek them. Just because you're seeking a power position does not make you inherently an abuser of that power. Now, you might become one, but it's not in and of itself a bad thing. In fact, it's more important that good people do strive for positions of power and just don't let the bullies just get all the power positions. That's what my thinking on that is today. We let the bullies win if we don't try and assume positions of leadership ourselves.
Yeah, well, and a lot of it, again, is ignorance. You know, they don't know. And so, you know, myself included, a lot of the specifics of how to go from, you know, the signing up for more armed forces with single payer to community services with single payer just seems so obvious and easy. Like, of course. I mean, of course.
Well, in a certain form of community service, although it's not to the level that you want, there actually is already funding in place for community health services as part of the Affordable Care Act. It was one of the pilot programs, and it does exist in a form. It's not as widespread or as alternative as you would like, but it does already exist. So one strategy is to work with those bodies already there and bring it forward.
Yeah, however,
most people don't know that it exists and is funded by. Most people don't know most of the things the Affordable Care Act provided, so many things. The big ones are Medicaid expansion, kids up to 26 being in the parents' health insurance, pre-existing conditions, but there are a lot of smaller, subtle things that were 20 or 30 different things that were part of that act, which most people don't know. They have not taken the time to understand. In fact, this last legislation, the so-called tax cut legislation, which is anything but, it turns out it had 15 or 20 different things, most of which most people don't even know anyway. You know, we can now drill for oil in the Anwar Alaskan Reserve. Various things like that were thrown in. It's just made a big soup of a bill.
Yeah, and so, again, they're mixing the government subsidies that go to private insurance, big pharma, drug wars, militarism, outreach, different types of
the single biggest reason.
And fossil fuels alone, you know, that go in from government subsidies, you know, that congressional budget. I mean, people are not paying enough attention in the states, because the state, like I was trying to get people to understand, in our state, we had $7.3 billion in Oregon come in for that was for infrastructure, okay? And then we had $8.3 billion come in for healthcare. And it was all these really complicated, the healthcare kind of, like I said, the ACA or Obamacare, whatever you want to call it, you know, Medicaid. It was a mess, really, in some ways, and CHIP and what have you, because it gets so, the paperwork becomes so absorbing, and the actual healthcare and hands-on programs and healing gets more stressful, so people actually just need more drugs, and then, you know, big pharma steps in, and then the robotic surgeries, and it's just, you know, the biomedical part of the health processing. It just, it's so cold and then unrelenting as far as really being loving and healing, you know, like healing touch practitioner programs and what have you. But they are studying it Hanford. Oh, because I'm thinking fossil fuels. Anyway, Harvard, the medical center at Harvard is actually looking at Reiki. So that's a really good sign. But
one of the strategies in politics is to make things, the big corporations, the big institutions, make things so complex that only they can handle them. That's how they pervert legislation. They make it complex.
Well, yeah, that's like, okay, the money came in. Let's go back to that specifics for and why they're all connected. All these problems are connected because if we don't get single payer, where people can go from different community services they want to volunteer for instead of war, being taught to kill, you know, and bomb and what have you. I mean, they want to go, and then they're going, oh, I want to work with animals, for, I want to work clean water, I want to do some green, you know, solar wind, or, you know, they want to be an apprentice business, sign up for a while, they want to start their new co-ops. They need a basic guaranteed income. And they need single payer attached to these new jobs, okay, period, instead of floating around all these bases and, you know, these other militarized.
Well, part of the problem is a lot of Americans don't agree that everyone deserves health care.
Well, that's why we have to go back to the money. So it comes in, and it turns out, like, without the federal, what we've been working on with group that's called Popular Resistance Newsletter. Everyone out there, great group of people. I just love them. Anyway, good hearts. They actually helped flush the TPP a long time ago. Brought up, anyway, they're wonderful people. And they've been pushing and got, you know, this federal H.R. 676 single payer. Federal H.R. 676 single payer. And they don't understand that when the money comes in to the state, and then they I can't get the Democrats at all. I'm just really livid. Because, or Republicans who say they care about the people. Well, we have, there's a fix it. It's called Fix It YouTube. It's a YouTube fix it, all capitals. And it's called Health at the Tipping Point. Health at the Tipping Point. And go to the one that says Unfinished Business. And you will understand from this business that did the video how critical, why the National Nurses Association, why Working Families, People's Action, why we need to have this federal H.R. 676, this single-payer healthcare system, you know, all the way through, for everyone, because it's critical, because there it is again. The money comes into the state. The state, all these wind and solar for infrastructure, for energy, wanted to go get the funds and use them for new jobs for wind and solar. But no, the money's already been taken through the state funds. Okay, you go to state treasurer, everyone, and your state governor's office, but mainly the state treasurer's office. You go in and look at their accounting. It's public records. You get the accounting. Follow the money. You know, these subsidies. They come into the state, and then there it is. All this money, well, the Koch brothers already know the game. They set it up. And so you look through, and it's like, holy crap. All these projects in these different counties, 70 of them in Oregon, and you can go to, what's her name, Elaine Howard Consulting, LLC, Elaine Howard Consulting, LLC. And you can see all these 70 oversights of urban renewal projects, funds, that she's paying to help oversee. Well, oversee for who? Oh, big business. Because the smaller businesses can't apply for the money because they can't afford health care for their people. There you go.
Does that make sense? A lot of cities are lobbying for Amazon. It wants to build a new second headquarters, and a lot of American cities and states are pouring huge amounts of money, but there's a downside to that. Wherever the Amazon relocates, they'll get such huge tax breaks, it'll actually deplete the community it goes into and wipe out small businesses in the area. So in the zeal to entertain corporate America, your government is actually harming small businesses.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's partly because the health care, right there. They can't
if you ask me, you want good health care, so do I. You want good schools, so do I. You want peace, not war. You want financial equity. But the biggest problem is the people at the top now have such hubris, they don't care what you want. They're not bound by your needs anymore. Our system is out of whack. When elected officials no longer have any heed to the people that elected them, or it's so gerrymandered that the people that elected them are such a warped part of the community, that's what's got to be fixed first. We're not going to have health care for all, and we're not going to have financial equity and decent schools, because the people who we allow to make decisions for us are not taking our interests at heart. That has to be fixed somehow, whether it's fixed it's in the system or it's fixed by us, I don't know yet.
Well, that's why I have you on, because I know you do know. So we have.
Well, I would have thought that people in the streets was enough. I don't know yet. I know now, watching this so-called quote tax cut unquote bill, there were people who voted for it who they had protesters in their office 24/7. They had performance actors on the streets, they had clergy sit-ins, and they still voted against the wishes of these people. So I don't know quite what level of public consciousness it will take, but that's what it's going to take. There's going to have to be some input from outside, probably a combination of the public and natural disasters, which forces these people. We're at a stage now where some of them are resigning and retiring, which is good, rather than play, but there's still too many enablers. We haven't gone far enough, and I'm hoping over the next 8 to 12 months that changes.
So how about the, I keep hearing that to unite the churches, especially the Unitarian Universalists, because they have so many, very well-educated, and a lot of them people in their congregations or fellowships.
But if you unite those people, they will still be up against the same problem I talked about.
No, but wait.
More than uniting a few churches.
Well, except the youth. Okay, that's where we're going. And the Peace Alliance now has Earth Law. Check out Earth Law and SELDEF.
Well, a lot of the youth that you talk about are already organized in other ways, like Move On or other groups. There's already coalitions active. You don't need to go to the churches to get those people. They're already available.
No. I meant to write. We've got to. The Unitarian Universalist has United Nations in Washington, D.C.
I think writing legislation is fine, but writing legislation is fine, but it won't matter if nobody gives a damn about the legislation you wrote, if no politician will take it up.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. That's where the churches have to step it up, and they need to be responsible for the Jewish people, the Muslims.
You'll have to park
my skepticism. And Rotary wants to help too. Actually, the Rotary Club is interested.
Excuse my skepticism, but over the 3,000 years of churches, over the several thousand years of churches, it seems like only a small segment of them are focused for change. The rest of them are focused on perpetuating their own system. So I'm not going to rely very heavily on churches for now.
No. I meant if the spiritual groups that are out there, like the body, mind, spirit healing groups that have actually, you know, Science of Mind, Noetic Sciences, and blah, 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 Amnesty International, and then you go into, you know, the, like, Carlos Huerta, he's got 20 books, 6 languages. He's working in the UN. Dennis Kucinich is now working in the United Nations level. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, if you get the churches, though, the power worldwide of the, you know, the monks, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Baha'is, you know, of course, Christians, Jews, Muslims.
And what do you do with
them.
No, wait.
If you combine them with the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo people, which are, we are billions. I mean, really, we're billions worldwide, period.
Then what do you
do? Then you get the legislation for the new jobs, which really are real prevention, intervention, health care services, health and human services. Then focus on that with the legislation. Then you've got the thought form shifted, and then you can,
You don't need to do that much more work with people around the world. There's already enough people to support legislation.
So, you know, then I guess what it is, too, is getting the others arrested for crimes against humanity, war crimes, asset forfeiture, reallocation of the funds for the new paradigm, right?
Well, the problem that we have is, will the people who should do the arresting do the arresting, or are they part of the problem? And that's what we're sorting out now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen that.
And
yeah.
I don't know yet. We're in a situation where those people have to make some difficult decisions. Do they want to be on the side of history or not? And I have a feeling now, based on what's happening the last couple of weeks, there's been lots of things happening, but my general sense, feeling out in the world, is that we're at a time now where a number of people are going to have to decide whether to be on the side of history or the side of being self-serving, and I think enough of them will decide to be on the side of history, but it just takes time. It's like grinding forward week by week, but I sense the change. I sense a bend now, but it will take some time to see how that comes out. But I do sense a bend. It's going to be harder for people to hide from reality now, to hide from history.
So, and why, how do you get, what would you recommend for a new age? You know, people, a lot of people just cringe at that. But
I don't know, I'm thinking about public flogging,
The words, new age, WPA, you know, the Work Party Authority, right, CCC, for the heart and soul community services with that basic guaranteed income, because everyone's being watched anyway, with single payer.
You asked me 4 different questions in that one statement.
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You asked about WPA, you asked about a single payer, you asked about jobs, and you asked about, I forget the fourth thing. But there's 4 things you asked about. And you're putting all these 4 things together is a lot to swallow. Each one is a battle. Each one has been a battle. And in some of the cases, arguments can be made on both sides of the argument. A lot of it will matter on how you package the argument. For instance, basic guaranteed income. There are a number of people who do not feel you should receive money for doing nothing. That's how they would approach it.
But they want, the problem with that right there, let's get that out in the open, is they keep people in survival mode. They keep them in poverty. They keep them in stress, coping with drugs and guns. And they actually pay them to be disabled. They pay them, okay? And so instead of enabling them and growing their community fulfillment of their life, you know, service, whether it be, you know, I mean, there was a guy out sweeping around the library saying, I want to be, you know, we all want to feel, be of service, you know, and that's why they go to the military. What? Come on, community services. Come on, come
on.
It's
critically important. If you take nothing away from me today, take this one thing away. It's critically important to use wording that doesn't scare a majority of people away from what you're proposing. And when you talk about what you just said, I'm sure it's right in some cases, but when you talk about you have a strong point of view, there's whatever 100 million, 300 million other strong points of view in this country. And if we're going to make it work together, then at least a couple hundred million of us have to come to a consensus. And some of the people that I hear take a different point of view as you. And there's no objective judge as to who's right. So getting change means figuring out how to build consensus. And the biggest problem we have in our communities is we are led by too many people who want to divide consensus rather than build consensus because they have been taught or they feel that's the way to perpetuate their creature comforts.
Well, and labeling and drugging others is less than.
Those are just, labeling and drugging are byproducts, different techniques you use to propagate fear and to divide. Those are just several on the street tools. You know, keep people busy labeling and drugging. They don't have time to realize what you're doing to them.
Uh-huh.
Also, if you're a bigot and you don't believe they have the right to exist because they're not equal to you, you might feel it's okay to label them and drug them because who cares anyway? They're subhuman. So these issues that are very important, health care and community services, you know, they're all very important issues. When you have a system that's rotted from within, it's hard to get one of them done because the way that you would normally take to do it is flawed in and of itself, so that system has to be changed. And I prefer change without revolution, at least in the conventional sense. Change has to come from without and within.
What do you think about the automatic voting rights for everyone? Plus, we've got chain vote, ranked voice.
What I think doesn't matter.
What matters
is what most Americans think. And a majority of Americans are being told every day that there's terrible voter fraud in the U.S. because some idiot somewhere in some small county found one or two occurrences of illegal voting which didn't even succeed and extrapolated that by some huge factor. And now people are going on beating their chest talking about how bad voter fraud is. Even though it isn't. It's
gerrymandering, and we have to go beyond that.
You're working in the world of facts, and you need to know that while facts are useful, politics is the world of perception. And a lot of people are being given, I love this word, alternate facts. God, what a lovely word. I still can't figure out how you can have an alternate fact, but I love the word. And they believe the alternate facts.
In an alternate fact world,
voting fraud is rampant, even though studies have shown that it's about 1 in a billion or something, you know, or less than that. It's almost inconsequential, but that's what people are told. A lot of them believe it. Oh, yeah, we got the voting fraud all over the place. We got to get them people over there taking our jobs, and we got to get them out of the country. And
why not just pay people to be of community services? Okay, so that they can pair up with single payer, and then you could actually start to get these new community coalition outreach groups. I mean, our America's amazing. We really are.
Can I play devil's advocate for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead.
May I play devil's advocate for a minute?
Yeah.
The devil's advocate would say, why in the world should some of these senators up in Congress waste their time voting for that? They're busy with their dinner parties and their ambassadorships, and their luxurious cars, and their power, and their money. Why do they give a damn about community services and single payer? That's all communist stuff. Anybody knows that anyway. See, what I'm saying is right now we have a structure where the power in the structure is either held by a few or held by all of us. And we have to manifest our power, all of us, to make it stronger than the power of the few in order to make any of this stuff work.
Yeah. So,
I mean, most Americans, the majority of Americans want health care.
You know, and they don't. That's why that Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next, with all those government policies, are imperative.
Unfortunately, Michael Moore has become a target word. So when you mention his name, you turn people away just because.
I know. Even the title of the movie, people are like, "Oh no, I can't hear that." You know, oh geez, you know, because they think it's another, you know, where we're going to go and occupy.
We need to
teach
our children to have open minds and critical thinking.
Absolutely, yeah. And the
Peace Alliance.org
that Dennis Kucinich did star, it's still rocking, everybody. You can go to that.
I mean, I consider myself to be generally politically progressive, although I'm a little financially conservative, and I will be happy to sit down with anyone who opposes me. I'll sit down with a neo-Nazi. I'll sit down with someone who's very Christian, professes to be. I'll sit down with people who are extreme. I will be glad, more than glad, to sit down and have discourse with them. I learn from it. They learn from it. We find out we're not so different. The problem is that a lot of people in their rush daily lives don't. They want to push away anything that's not familiar or a little bit scary. They want to push it away, and that's what's breaking down our system. We need to learn diverse views and embrace them. Diversity is our strength. It's not our weakness.
Well said. Yeah.
This DACA is an example, this whole thing about immigrants. We're going to get rid of that lotteries because they're not sending us their best, you know. The notion that the selfish notion that we can only allow who we consider to be best into our country is that old King of the Hill game again. And it still doesn't work. It never will. There's also been a secret about immigration that nobody's talking about in the professional world. Oftentimes, immigrants are allowed in, and they work very hard, and they're paid less, especially in the technology field, because the threat of deportation is held over their head, so they don't exactly, in practice, get the same rights as American workers. So that whole system is sort of, it's a way to abuse immigrants, even high-tech immigrants. Mm-hmm. The whole thing's rotted. Just the whole thing is rotted.
I know. It really, you know, our Land, Sea, Water, Clean Air, Clean Water Act, it just breaks my heart because our good military guys were really concerned and really wanted to help, you know, like they even had 3 or 4 years ago their quarterly, one of their in detail reports was to protect our land and water, you know, because that's we're there to keep us safe, right? You know, like if you don't have, you know, a safe place to live and you don't have clean air or water, you know, what are they fighting for, you know? And so they've even been just annihilated. I mean, what they did even in the VA system on this tax. I mean, votevets.org, is a lot of the younger ones have gotten with veteransforpeace.org and votevets.org. And there's, oh my gosh, the other one that's really important is UNAC, UNAC, capital U, capital N, capital A, capital C.org. There's many, many different groups involved on that one. There's also Beyond Nuclear. Go to that Beyond Nuclear website. And then there's also a really important group. It's called the Nuclear, Information Resource Service. Nuclear Information Resource Service. Nuclear Information Resource Service. Google that. And then another really important one that a lot of people don't know about to get around the fossil fuel industries to show it's a renewable energy documentaries, renewable energy documentary YouTubes. They're really critical right now. And then Gasland 1 and Gasland 2 as far as 590 chemicals, and then it goes into those documentaries are in local libraries, DVDs, and they're really important too because it's not only the poison in the water they use for the fracking, it's all the earthquakes that are caused, and how many, over 3,000 pipelines are already still leaking. Right now they're already leaking. The technology to check the leaks, they found out it's not, it doesn't work. And then they also, or it's been absconded and moved, and alternative facts on it, yeah. And then they've got, what's the other? Oh, 400 more waterways they want to go through right now. They want to go through, let's see, 631 properties, eminent domain. We're being screwed. And it's our government subsidies. That's what I said. There is an alliance of mayors that does really care, and there are some alliance of governors. It turns out that Washington, Oregon, and, you know, our governor, Kate Brown, Brown from California, and then, anyway, the governors of Washington, Oregon, and California are saying no way to the offshore Pacific drilling. They said no, forget it. So the thing is, we as a people have to take the money. That money has to go to the new jobs, new infrastructure jobs. So again, that's at state, Treasury Department, accounting offices. They need help too, and they want it. They don't want to see, you know, all this going on with the top 1% destroying our land, our water, our air, you know, abusing our military and our, you know, causing more homeless and more poverty and stress and problems and drugs and, you know, guns. I mean, come on. So anyway, just had to put all that in there.
I've been thinking about writing an open letter to the hardcore individualist libertarian about why health care for all would be helpful to them. Once I do that, then I'll have a good argument to make about why we need. I don't want to use the word national. I'm not going to use the word national health care. I'm not going to use the word single payer. I'm going to call it health care for all. That's the phrase I've chosen to use, health care for all. There are some people that don't want health care for all, but the majority of people in America agree with health care for all. And don't get them tripped up on the trigger words for now. Health care for all. In fact, there was a recent study of studies of several various categories. The supposedly best healthcare system in the world of developing countries is Great Britain with their national healthcare system, but number two is Switzerland, and Switzerland has a private healthcare, private companies do healthcare, so there's profit in it, but it's still guaranteed. So it does. You don't necessarily have to remove the private companies. There's different ways to get there. The U.S. was ranked 7th or 8th out of the top 10 in the various categories. We're pretty bad.
We're 39th or in the 40th now.
We're pretty bad.
Way down. No.
The illusion that we're...
That's why the National Nurses, you can go to National Nurses Union, nationalnursesunion.org. Well, and
39th is probably in quality of service to the average person, because we are high in innovation. It's just that most people can't access it.
Right. Well, and we're all connected, so what good is, health care for the rich if you are rich and then some of your kids and their kids or whatever, they don't have health care, and,
Here's the problem with the rich. As a rich person, I could say, well, I'll give money to take care of my kids, and I can always build a fence. They can always figure they can isolate themselves.
Exactly.
That's part of the problem with the rich.
Well, and they need to know that with the drone warfare and thoughts of warfare, that, hey, Skype, Google, I mean, everyone can see where they lived, and, you know, they could bomb them tomorrow, you know, and that's what's coming, and they don't even get it. They think that they can just take their money and hide and do all these horrible things and you know, treat the elderly and the children and all these, the homeless is all less than and just worthless, whatever, and our veterans, you know, I mean, they better wake up. They better wake up.
Unfortunately, we as human beings have this bad habit of trying the right thing only after we've exhausted all the other options. We try everything that's wrong first. We eventually get it right.
Well, they need to know. You know, that's why if you go to heart and soul, then you are at the soul level, soul purpose level. And it's all over the internet. There's soul matrix work. There's, you know, there's a news for the soul. It's been Nicole Whitney. I mean, years and years and years and years. All the Hay House Radio stuff. You know, there's BBS radio people too. Soul, soul, soul. I mean, the Holy Spirit realm, the soul. I mean, everyone's starting to go, well, the God within the soul. They're getting it. And so, you know, that God-given inalienable right in the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, you know, was about, there's 30 of the human rights that they need to honor. And these are cosmic universal laws. If we don't get it right, it's coming home. You know, you can't go around and tell other countries and maim and kill and destroy towns and villages and say, hey, we like war games over here. War is freaking fun. You don't think there's karma for that? Wake up.
I'm going to quote one of my favorite television shows. The quote, here's a quote I got from a television show. The quote is, it's been my experience that evil often triumphs over good unless good is very, very careful.
Say it again. I didn't get it. What?
Evil often triumphs over good unless good is very, very careful.
Yeah, I know. It has been that way. But now with technology, I really believe that, and the spiritual evolution of our species, and, you know, the wake-up call of humans and humanity, you know, with the internet and cell phones and language apps, everyone has to start to beware of, you know, taking care of your neighbors yourself because you're connected. Your water system.
May I be a devil's advocate again for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Why would the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the Senate Majority Leader give a damn about any of that?
Because everyone can see them too from 200 miles up. They can all be seen, what they live, what they're doing, where all their money comes and goes, and they can't hide anymore. Okay, they can't.
Well, but I believe these people are not trying. I believe these people are not trying to hide. I don't believe they're trying to hide anymore. I believe they're happy about who they are. They just smile at you, and they know what they're doing, and they're smiling as they go.
Well, I think that the youth can, the ones that are brought up with the and there's hybrids, you know, and they're coming into this planetary situation now on new grids and direct contact with higher realms, and they're not going to be able to get away with those kind of attitudes, behaviors, and actions. Karmically or any other way, because the planet and the species awakening it's happening, and I just think that it's what we're here to do is shine light on the darkness and bring in the new light workers. Where's the light worker jobs? Where are they? The churches should be open for safe parks. They should be there for healing, hands-on healing touch, you know, doing healing arts, finding out people who they really are, what resonates with them. And then get them, you know, are they here for construction, dogs, animals, you know, land, sea, water, air, you know, forest? I mean, what are they here for? They'll know, and what resonates with them, and then the coalitions of...
I have a suggestion for you.
Yeah.
Go ask a progressive Unitarian minister that question. See what they say.
I know that some of them, the world, you can go to the Unitarian Universalists, they have a United Nations, and I know some of it is going towards that level. You know, they are. I know that, like I said, Carlos Schwarzer, 6 languages and 20 different books or so, and it's all, you know, and the New Era of Peace, Patricia Cota Robles, people know
yeah,
about
that. Yeah, but I'm saying that, but in order to get change, that has to be translated into taking positions of power and control, at least the conventional sense of power and control. It's wonderful that we all have these great ideas and we're bantering them about and we're finding out what the problems are and learning techniques to solve them, but it has to be translated into effective system change.
Well, yeah.
It's not enough to say.
Miracles, you know, her work, Marion Williamson, all that. Yeah, and that's what you're good at. You know, you came to help do this. You're capable.
I don't think that I'm very effective at all.
Well, the thing is, we have the internet to move the information. It's kind of like, you know, I'll just say Republicans, but it's Democrats too that are like, or you know, libertarians.
I wish we didn't have so much government.
We can't have so much government. But hell, you know. Oh, but we'll just go ahead with more military. What the hell are they thinking? We already have 1,000 military bases in 156 countries. And what now? Oh, we don't want big government. Then why are you spending money on it? Can't they add? I mean,
actually, the funny thing about that is
that
the past year, a lot of rubes who thought they signed up for people who didn't want big government are realizing that the people who preach to them about small government have now made the government bigger, and the whole thing's become kind of funny. But to answer your previous question, you know why there's more military bases. You know why. You know the answers. And so it's the way to solve the problem is to change the way the system works. The best way to do that is to place people in positions in the system who can change it.
Yeah. So... how do you do it?
When are you running for office? I'll vote for you.
I want I feel like as an individual right now, like I said, not being able to the two-party system. There's actually work out there for people on working families. They're actually hiring that political group, so activist group, which is really nice. Actually hiring people and. But as far as I can see, you know, that's what the churches and the spiritual groups and the activists need to use the technological programs at the electoral offices and the Alliance of Mayors and Alliance of Governors in the states with their, you know, different programs and go through the agendas and get the new legislation on the move. You know, that is really important because right now the systems are owned. The political systems are owned till we go to the opening of this new heart and soul level. If we don't, we're going to be, you know, killed off, and there'll be robots for the elite, and they'll laugh, and they'll have their robots, and they'll have the rest of us chipped. Wake it up. That's a reality because they don't give a crap at all about the next generation.
I think we of good mind and good heart need to be in political positions of office and control.
Well, we need to change the politics from the heart and soul level, you know. Like I said, you have to have money to make money. The children and the people that are lost and homeless, the homeless are the abused, foster care problems, human trafficking.
Most of the time, you're right, most of the time. You have to have money to make money most of the time. But also,
pay bills.
Fame.
Have a place to live. You know, and instead of giving these, you know, hey, you know, I mean, I had people that said, I'm not getting Social Security. I can get more if I play mental and get my SSDI. You know, the whole money game. So play stupid so they don't have a voice, so they're on record of being mental, so that they can play, you know, just so that they can kind of have some freedom to be, you know, to be. No. You know, no.
So you don't believe in Social Security disability, huh?
I believe that it should be a basic guaranteed income because people are basically in community, should be, could be, and will be lovingly responsible. I mean, people basically
what
like
you,
to feel
you
wanted,
think,
you know, and
you,
connected.
What makes you think that a basic guaranteed income is going to reduce the percentage of people who want to game the system?
Because that way they have it's new education job creation programs. They can start co-ops. I mean, I talked to some youth, and they're like, oh, my God, does that mean we could actually pair up, you know, it builds harmony. It builds new cooperation.
Well, I'm not saying there aren't people who game the system, but I think it's a minority, and I don't approve of them. But what I'm saying to you is, why do you seem to feel that the current system encourages those people, whereas a basic guaranteed income would be different?
Well, a basic guaranteed income would be higher. You know, it has to be around probably 3,000 now, you know.
Wouldn't there still be the same percentage of people, hopefully small, who want to game the system for money and not do anything?
But the thing is, most of them, you know, they actually, when people, if you put out there to get it instead of playing stupid or dumb or, you know, emotional or whatever, if you're just like, hey, it's new education instead of teaching war and bombing and everything, you just put out there, hey, we're going heart and soul level. And they're going to go, what's that mean? What's soul mean? Oh, geez. Well, I would love to just take care of animals. You know, and some people think right now, no, you got to go out, work your ass off, and then it's something you hate to pay to take care of animals, you know. So, no. I mean, I'm just saying, we have to re-educate the system so that, you know, they really are a GPI, genuine progress indicator, instead of GDP, gross domestic products that were...
That's all well and good, but you avoided my question. That's all well and good,
okay.
And I agree with all of it, but you avoided my question.
Okay, so I'm just saying that most people want to feel connected in community, and if it gets out there that it's heart and soul level, people are going to go, hey, what's your soul purpose? What's your resonance? What do you resonate with? You know, are you here to build stuff? Are you learn to, you know, build this or that?
And a certain number of people are going to say, resonate with getting money and hanging out and doing nothing for it.
No, even doing nothing, that, you know, when you think that, it's not true. I mean, there's so very, very few. They really do want to feel connected. That's, you know, 99.9% want to feel wanted and connected. And if they learn heart and soul work and they learn the soul level of who they really are and why they're here, that's where their passion and purpose come in. And then you connect them. That's what the churches should be doing, is helping connect them with, like, oh, okay, we have 22,000 501c3s just in Oregon. And some of them are going to resonate as a volunteer going,
so
hey,
you
I
will,
was,
so
oh,
you believe that...
Go do this. No, you pay them to go to work in community services. And they're all being watched anyway. You could stop their money, not put them in jail, but, you know, because we won't need to have
the jail. Who would decide who gets the money stopped and who would make that judgment?
I think that the communities overall, if you have it set up so that people understand, instead of taking people to jail for addictions and mental health problems, they take them in for healing because we have the tools and technology, and then you find out, you know, it gets well known, it's new propaganda, and they're told and they're taught and trained who they really are and why they're here, and then you get them to work. I mean, people are,
well,
you know...
I understand, and maybe something like community advocate groups could play a role in that. I agree with all that.
It's
but
called
still,
NCC. We have an NCC here.
But still, all that being said,
holistic chamber of commerce, and it's inner peace for world peace processing. So, you know, it becomes real obvious that if these kids are really nasty, they're really out there, they're very aggressive. Hey, the sports, you know? More people can be paid to go and be coaches of sports. Just do it, you know? Sports, not war. Anyway, we just have a couple more minutes.
In your model of basic guaranteed income, there is a mechanism where it could be taken away from some.
Well, I mean, they'd have to be, you know, that's where, you know, instead of, you know, the threats of jail, you know, where they get, you know, food and shelter, hell, just strip their money. You know,
so then some people be working under the threat of losing that basic guaranteed income. It would become a system of coercion.
I don't know. We're out of time. Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, it's just, I just feel like, you know, as communities,
I'm just making the point that all these things have to be. There's a lot of finer points that have to be worked out, is the point.
Well, community services, I know for a fact in my heart, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. And thanks, Andy, for being here and bringing it up. Because I know for a fact, if we go to Heart and Soul Community Services with single payer, we do not have to sign up any more children for armed force services and militarized policing programs with single payer. We can actually start to bring in the new soul level, heart and soul evolution of our species for the interconnected cities and communities of enlightenment, peace, green, you know, maglev trains, light rail, different kinds of infrastructure, different projects, programs. And they can all be available through the state because the funds are there. If we go to the national level, go through those funds and look at all the government subsidies going to the warring drug and jailing and fossil fuel paradigm and medical as it sets up now and what have you. And let's bring it in to the states and community levels and reorientate the funds and programs and jobs and mass propaganda into co-creating the golden age of Gaia and universal travel into the stars. Blessings, everyone. We'll end with Planet of the Light by Sarah Adams. Think about that. Planet of the Light. Let's enlighten the planet. Let's pay for enlightenment programs, light worker jobs. Thank you so much, everyone. I'll be back in 2 weeks. This is Lynn Mystic Healer. Thank you so much, Andy, for taking time to be on the talk show and everyone for listening. You want more information, go to angelencounters.net and look at my consultations and healing sessions page. And there's a donation button on there, and I would love to get some more donations and do some more soul activation processing for you. So take care. Blessings, everyone. Lots of love. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. Much love. Thank you.